Hi, Bible Clubbers. When you hear that theme song, you know it's time for the Children's Bible Club. And you know it's time to get your ears open and your bones still and be ready for singing and the Bible story. So here we go, choir.
Choir, we love to hear you sing, and I believe the Lord loves to hear you too. I believe the Lord loves to hear all of us sing if we know Him and sing for His glory and praise. Well, we ought to sing praises to Him not just once in a while or just when somebody else is listening. No, we ought to sing His praises every day. But did you know that there is a creature that does not sing every day? Or once a month, or even once a year? God created one creature that sings only once in every 17 years. It's true. It's a fine insect, the cicada. C-I-C-A-D-A. And when he does sing, all his relatives, thousands of them, join in, and the sound is so loud it's almost deafening. And when they give their concert, you'd better record it, because they won't sing again for another 17 years. Let's see, how old will you be when they sing again in 17 years? The cicada has a stout little body and a wide, blunt head and large, transparent wings. Now, in all those thousands of insects, did you know that God sees them all? He knows if one of them stops singing. He knows if one of them falls to the ground and can't flutter his fragile little wings any longer. Oh, if God cares so much for one little insect flying in the night, how much must He care for you, my child? He loves you. He gave His only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die for your sins. He wants you to trust His Son for your salvation. There's nothing you can do to be saved. Paul and Silas told the Philippian jailer simply to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Take God at His word and trust the Lord Jesus Christ alone. And now, here's the choir before story time.
I am so glad that our Father in heaven
Do you have any brothers? Are they sweet and kind to you? What a question! Well, how would you like to have 11 brothers and 10 of them be as mean as snakes? That's exactly how it was for Joseph. Years had passed, and Joseph was now 17. He must have been a strong, fine-looking boy. Well, his brothers may have been fairly good-looking, too, but it's the inside of a person that counts. Joseph was far ahead of his brothers in inner character. That was one reason his father loved him so much. He could count on Joseph to obey, to tell the truth, to do right, and be responsible wherever he was. When his big brothers did wrong, Joseph told his father. Oh, that made his brothers angry. Tattletale, tattletale, keep your big mouth shut, little brother. But Joseph always looked out for his father's interests. And that good attitude, plus being born in Jacob's old age and the oldest son of Rachel, his father's best-loved wife, made Joseph Jacob's favorite son. He had earned his father's love and respect so much that his father gave him a special coat, a coat of many colors. It was no ordinary coat. Beside being beautiful and colorful, it was longer sleeved and longer in length than other coats. It was a sign that Joseph was the favorite son and meant that Joseph was to have the birthright, would have a double portion of the father's inheritance, and would someday be head of the family. To make matters worse, Joseph had a strange dream and told his brothers. We were working out in the field. My sheaves stood up straight and tall, and your sheaves bowed down to mine. Angrily, his brothers barked, "Oh, don't make us laugh. Do you think you're going to be our boss? We bow down to you? Not on your life. You better watch your tongue, boy." Then Joseph had another dream, and open and naive as he was, he told it too, not only to his brothers, but his parents also. "I dreamed that the sun, moon, and 11 stars bowed down to me." Even his father rebuked him for such an idea, but it was more than his brothers could take. They were so furious that they couldn't even speak peaceably to Joseph. Oh, how they hated him! And that's how it was that when his father sent him on a long journey to take his brothers some food and see if they and the flocks were safe, the brothers saw him coming and quickly laid a deep plot against him. "Ha! There comes the dreamer! Let's get rid of him, then see what becomes of his dreams." They plotted to kill him, throw his body in a pit, and say a wild beast killed him. Reuben, the oldest, wouldn't openly stand up for Joseph, but he backed off the others. Let's don't kill him and have his blood on our hands. Let's just throw him in a pit and leave him. Now, Reuben intended to come back later and rescue Joseph and send him home without the brothers knowing it. Amid poor Joseph's screams and pleas for help, the hard-hearted brothers threw him in a dark pit and sat down to eat the good food he had brought. An Ishmaelite caravan came by, going to Egypt to sell their wares. The evil, scheming Judas said, "I have an idea, boys. Let's sell Joseph to this caravan. Ha! We'll not only be rid of him, we'll make some money, too." Oh, that plan sounded great to the brothers, and that's exactly what they did. Poor Joseph cried for help, but they yanked him from the pit and sold him for 20 pieces of silver, satisfied over the deal they had made. When Reuben came back later and found the pit empty, he was distraught. But it was too late. But what would they tell their father? Just tell him Joseph never showed up and they didn't know what happened to him? No, they devised a wicked plan. They killed a goat, soaked Joseph's coat of many colors in the blood, took it home to their father, and let him believe a wild animal had killed and devoured his precious son. He was crushed with grief. The heartless men watched him weep and suffer, and silently kept their dark secret. What an example of sin and man's wicked heart. Jeremiah said, "The heart is deceitful above all things. Who can know it?" Without the cleansing blood of Jesus Christ, every heart is wicked and stands in line for judgment. That's why we must repent of our sin and trust Jesus Christ for forgiveness and salvation. Every day one lives without Christ, his heart only gets harder. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. Come to the Savior. He calls you today. And now, may God bless you.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.